You're listening to In the Change Room Extra.
Herschel Yankees, it's November 2019. I'm not sure what you were doing this time last year, but now, this year, this time, you are a World Cup champion. Has that sunk in yet?
Yeah, I can't describe it. I mean, we won a World Cup, and it's, what, week two now?
Yeah.
But it's still so unreal. I think last year, this time, I just finished the Currie Cup. Wasn't really part of a Super Rugby squad. And yeah, now I'm standing here tonight with you guys, and I've won a World Cup. I think I'm just really blessed and grateful to be part of such a good group. I can say I'm part of history.
Yeah.
Yeah, but overall, I don't have words to describe how I'm feeling and what it has bring to my life. Things are a bit hectic at the moment, but I'm sure eventually it will die out of me.
Well, hopefully not. You are now the superhero for so many children out there. What is it? Can you give us a message about believing in your dreams? Because we spoke to Cheslin at the airport, and he said about how, irrespective of whether size or not, he played with his heart and showed that players, irrespective of whatever size, you can make a difference. What is that? What's your story to young players, young kids who are under the characteristic of you shouldn't be playing rugby?
Yeah, I think everyone has their challenges. I think for me, myself, there was a time that I was in province. I didn't even get game time. I was training for a year and I played about 30 minutes in 1 year. I think what's important, or what was important for myself, was just to never give up. No matter what people said, I had a goal and a dream in my head, and I was going to do everything to achieve it. I eventually went to UWC to get some game time. Thankful for Coach Chester Williams, may rest in peace, for giving me the opportunity and let me play rugby. And then things just started happening. I played some Super Sport Challenge, was a regular starter. Made my Super Rugby debut eventually. And then the next year, things happened. Yanu Vermaak got injured. And then I got the opportunity to start. And then from there on, things just started happening. Made my debut against Australia for the Springboks. Luckily for me, things went my way. And I was lucky and blessed enough to go to the World Cup. And like I said, now I'm standing here as a World Cup winner.
You go into 2020 as a World Cup winner into Super Rugby. What are your thoughts, your aspirations, and your ideals going into the season with the Stormers?
Yeah, obviously we at the Stormers we have new coaches or new head coach now. So I think for us, we really want to win a Super Rugby, do well, get to playoffs. I think things will just start happening from there. But for myself, it's to start from scratch, to not say bold over, but to see it as a new page and just start from the beginning, because I can't dwell on past performances or whatever. It's a new season, and I'm gonna take it head on and make the most of it.